This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A senior U.S. official said Sunday the United States will lay out in coming days its planned next steps in the tense standoff with Russia. This after intense diplomacy failed to ease the threat of a new conflict over Ukraine. Amid mounting fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told CBS the U.S. was, quote, ready either way, end quote. Washington says Russia has massed nearly 100,000 troops along the border with the Eastern European country and has accused Moscow of wanting to create a pretext for a possible offensive. The Kremlin again insisted Sunday it did not want to lead a military action, even while warning of unnamed counteractions if NATO rejects Moscow's demands to lessen its military presence in Eastern Europe. Ukraine said Sunday it had evidence that Russia was behind a massive cyber attack that knocked out key government websites this past week, while Microsoft warned the hack could be far worse than first thought. Some analysts fear the cyber attack could be the prelude to a military attack. The Ukrainian Digital Transformation Ministry said in a statement, quote, all the evidence points to Russia being behind the cyber attack, end quote, adding, quote, Moscow is continuing to wage a hybrid war, end quote. The Kremlin rejected the claims and said there was no evidence Russia was behind the attack. Britain's Foreign Minister Liz Truss Sunday condemned the hostage taking at a synagogue in the southwest U.S. state of Texas as an, quote, act of terrorism and anti-Semitism, end quote. Foreign Secretary Truss posted on Twitter, quote, we stand with U.S. in defending the rights and freedoms of our citizens against those who spread hate, end quote. This is VOA News. A three-week-old baby has died from COVID-19 in Qatar, the health ministry said Sunday, a rare child fatality from the illness in the Gulf country. The Emirates Public Health Ministry said in a statement, quote, the baby had no other known medical or hereditary conditions, end quote, and added it was the second child to have died in the country since the pandemic began. Child deaths from COVID-19 are infrequent, but health authorities in several countries have registered a rise in childhood infections since the spread of the Omicron variant. The tsunami threat around the Pacific from a huge undersea volcanic eruption receded Sunday, but the massive ash cloud covering the tiny island nation of Tonga prevented a surveillance flight from New Zealand to assess the extent of damage. Satellite images showed the spectacular eruption Saturday evening, with a plume of ash, steam, and gas rising like a mushroom above the blue Pacific waters. A sonic boom could be heard as far away as Alaska. In Tonga, it sent tsunami waves crashing across the shores and people rushing to higher ground. Mali's former president Ibrahim Boubacar Keita has died at the age of 76 in Bamako Sunday, his family said. Keita led the West African country from 2013 until he was ousted in a coup 2 years into his second five-year term in 2020. The family did not give a cause of death. Sudanese doctors protested Sunday against violent attacks by security forces targeting medical personnel during the pro-democracy rallies following last year's military coup. The demonstration was the latest in the crisis-hit northeast African country, where protesters in the north also blockaded roads to vent their anger against an electricity price hike announced last week that has since been frozen. Sudan's October 25th coup, led by military leader General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, derailed a fragile transition to civilian rule. The military power grab has sparked an international outcry and triggered a new wave of street demonstrations, with another rally expected Monday. The world's number one ranked men's tennis player, Novak Djokovic, has left Australia after losing his final bid to avoid deportation and play in the Australian Open, despite being unvaccinated for COVID-19. A court earlier unanimously dismissed the number one ranked tennis player's challenge to cancel his visa. The 34-year-old Serb said he was, quote, extremely disappointed, end quote, by the court ruling, but respected it. He left on a flight to Dubai, the same United Arab Emirates city he flew to Australia from. He has won a record 9 Australian Open titles. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.